If you missed the show,
check out Montreal's number one morning show on the go.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
All right, I've got two lists. If your name is on one of the lists, it means you spend more money than anyone else. If your name is on the other list I have, it means you're the stingiest.
Oh, no.
Okay, let's start with the shopaholics, okay?
Okay.
Okay, we'll go through the women first. So if your name is on this list, you spend more money. They did a study. 3,000 people were studied. So these are the people who spend the most money.
Okay.
Amanda, Catherine, Georgia, Mary, Jessica, April, Maddie, Stephanie, Courtney, and Karen. I know Andy's surprised that his wife isn't on the list.
I'm surprised she's not number one. When you said "cuh," I'm like, here comes Kelly, and it was Karen.
There's no Kelly on the list.
Are you shocked that you're not on it?
She's not that bad. No, I know I'm okay. I'm right on the line of it being like, you know, I was thinking about it yesterday when I found this list, and I was like, you know, I'm right on the line of it. It's not a problem. I do like to spend. I like luxurious things. This has always sort of been the case for me. But I also pick and choose. You see the car I drive. It's not crazy. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I'm sort of reasonable with what I spend. Yeah. I don't have a million, kajillion pairs of shoes. But I'll go spend money on that serum that promises to keep me young for the next 12 years. You know? Yeah. It's about balance, Andy.
Gotcha. Okay.
Balance.
It's a top 10 list you're okay not being on.
All right. You want to hear the men?
Sure.
Yes.
All right. Joshua, Chris, Callum, Scott, Lewis, Luke, Jacob, Marcus, Philip, and last on the list, Andy, for shopaholics.
Wait, what?
Something you want to tell us, Andy?
No. How am I on that list? I don't buy anything.
You spend every day. You go to Tim Hortons at least.
I mean, if we're talking about buying a coffee as a shopaholic, then sure, guilty as charged.
Sometimes you buy oatmeal and cookies.
That's true.
Yesterday we learned you can give up junk food. You're spending money on junk food too.
Okay, fine. You know what? I'm a shopaholic. Guilty. I have a problem.
And it's not like it's the name Andrew. It's specifically Andy.
It is.
You know?
Yeah.
What I go by.
All right. These are the most frugal names, or stingy, whichever word you choose.
Okay.
The women: Amy, Sarah, Claire, Lucy, Kelly, Zoe, Alice, Julie, Katie, and Emma on that list.
Again, why is Kelly on that list? This is all
Does your wife spend that much, really?
Here's the thing. She spends just about every day, but she's really, really good. I'll give her all the credit in the world. She's really good at finding a deal. Like, she takes pleasure in finding a deal and taking hours to buy a shirt that's $6 as opposed to 10.
But is it one of those things where she convinces herself she needs to buy it because it's such a great deal, even though it's not something she needs or necessarily even wanted at all?
Yeah, that's part of the problem. But she's also, I'll give her credit. She'll return something after, like, guilty conscience. After a couple of days, she will return stuff.
I've been bad for that. You know, I mean, I catch myself now when I'm in the store and they're like, okay, you're buying one shirt. If you buy two more, you get one for 50% off. Like, oh my gosh, it's such a deal. Like, then I'm thinking, wait a minute, I don't need
That's
three
where
shirts
they get
and I'm still overspending.
Yeah, you know, they're just trying to get rid of those shirts and they're trying to make any deal up possible.
All right, the men's list when it comes to the stingiest men: Liam, Ben, Paul, Connor, Edward, Simon, James, Jack, Matthew, and in at number one is Sam.
Shocker.
It is. And
I have to double check to make sure you didn't just add that in to get a rise out of me. It's there.
Shocker. When did you become so cheap?
I don't know. I guess I took it from my parents, I guess, just being frugal and saving. I don't know. It's one of these things where they've done research where kids grow up to live up to their names. Like, there was a case of someone who named their son Billionaire. Because if you name a kid Billionaire, he's more likely to be successful. So I'm thinking that maybe I was doomed from the beginning because I was named Sam, that it was a self-fulfilling prophecy. I was just meant to be frugal.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Not my fault.
Don't you ever think you should maybe just enjoy life a little more while you're here instead of constantly putting things away for the future?
I have my indulgences, but yeah, I'm always, that is a bad habit, is I'm too focused on the future and not necessarily.
Sometimes you're like, wouldn't it be nice to put on a sweater without a hole in it? You know, that would be nice.
We're not there yet.
We're just not there yet.
Baby steps.
Baby steps, yeah.
All right.
The Nikki, Sam, and Andy Replay Podcast.
All right, so a Quebec family kicked off a flight because of their two-year-old. What did this child possibly do? I want to know what you think about this. Good morning. It's Nikki, Sam, and Andy. So this is a family from Quebec City, and they are angry. They were supposed to be flying to Paris, France on Sunday because one of their children were sick.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? The mom said their little girl was sick with a cold and a fever. She's 21 months old, so almost 2 years old. So they took her to the doctor the morning before they were supposed to travel. The doctor said she had a cold, but it's nothing more than that. You're fine to travel. Mm-hmm. So they decided to still board their flight to Paris on Sunday. So they're all boarded with their three kids. First of all, felt bad. Like, traveling with three kids is never easy.
Just to get on the plane is an achievement in itself.
Yeah, a flight attendant asks if she has a doctor's note authorizing her sick toddler to travel. She said that the other passengers were complaining because she was coughing and it might be contagious. Mm-hmm. So what happened was the flight attendant finds another doctor on board. The mm-hmm. doctor examines the baby and says, yeah, she has a fever, but she's fine and mm-hmm. can still travel. But that still wasn't good enough. So the flight attendant forced the family of five off of the aircraft, said they refused to take off with their sick daughter on board. They decided that she posed a significant and potential risk to passengers and crew. And they said if a passenger is showing obvious signs of a contagious disease, they need a letter from a doctor saying that it's no longer contagious. And they did, if this matters to you, they did say they would reimburse the tickets for the family.
Okay.
I don't know about you guys. If this was my family, I would be furious. And when I saw this story, the first thing I thought of was, make me get off this plane. I would not have budged.
Oh, well, that wouldn't have been good for your children to see.
It wouldn't have been good.
I don't think that would have been the greatest way to go about it. You sue them later, Sam. You're about to be a new dad. I don't think that you should go into this.
Set an example.
Yeah. I guess so. I guess the family feels frustrated because they did do their due diligence, right? They went to see the doctor. They got the okay. They got the second okay from the doctor. And I get it. People are uncomfortable with a coughing child on a plane, but there's lots of gross things that happen on a plane. And I'd be more worried about the other people that aren't showing visible symptoms. They could have God knows what. I mean, it's a bacteria fest on a plane. Put a mask on the kid. I mean, that's really, we're talking about a cold and we don't even know if he was contagious. Normally when you are showing all the signs, you're not contagious.
Something else you should know going into being a new dad, a 2-year-old will never wear a mask for a flight to Paris, just so you know.
Right,
that will never happen.
A bit of a challenge.
Never, ever. Not a challenge, like it will never happen.
Be the best behaved kid ever if they did.
You know what? I hate to say this, but I think this is kind of scary to say this, kind of the day and age that we're living in. The coronavirus has gotten they're really, really sensitive about
this
sort of
stuff. So you think this probably wouldn't have happened if it weren't for all the coronavirus
stuff
going
on?
Really?
No, I don't think people would make a big deal about this, but because of what we're living in and what we're dealing with right now, people are really, really sensitive to this sort of stuff. And we're going to start to see this more and more.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate, but if this is a coronavirus thing, these are the things that are going to happen. And these are the things that are going to need to happen to get things under control.
Mm-hmm. I can see that they obviously feel like their parenting abilities are being judged. That's the first thing I thought. Like, as a mother, to just be told that you're not doing the right thing for your child,
right,
even though she's seen two doctors. It's hard for me, though. In one sense, I can see where the family is coming from. I know that colds and kids happen all the time and they have a lot going on in their life and they're trying to travel. But there is this like slight little selfish part of me that doesn't want to get sick on a plane. And, you know, if it is possible to keep sick people off the plane. And, you know, I guess the ridiculous part here is that they cannot prove that other people aren't spreading germs around on planes. So
that's
the family is thinking, like, why us? Why are you using us as an example?
Mm-hmm.
And I've never heard of it happening before. And we've all traveled while sick. So if there was a way to like swab people's mouths on the way into a plane and we could say who's sick and who's not and kick them off, I think that's fair.
We're getting
keep
there.
The sick people off the plane. But in this situation, I can see how they feel like they were kind of singled out unfairly.
Would you ever complain, though? Would you ever make it a point to take flag a flight attendant and say, they should not be on this plane? Do you think it's in your right to do that?
I don't know. I don't know if I've ever. I mean, I just was in San Francisco a couple of weeks ago. You know, I was really sick.
Right.
I came back on a plane coughing. I was coughing, and I was thinking everybody probably thinks I have coronavirus right
they
now.
They probably hated you.
Okay. Anna, curious to know what you think.
I have to agree with the airline. I'm sorry. I have a lot of health professionals in my family, and they made the right decision. A toddler, and for having had three children and four grandchildren, nothing more contagious than a toddler. And you're right. We don't know who else on that airline might be sick, but if something is obvious, I think you have to act on it. And they made the right decision, and they're refunding their ticket.
Right.
Is it pleasant? No, I get that part. I get the part about being upset. But with what's going on right now, yes. And even actually, without what's going on right now, a toddler who has a fever should not be traveling.
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't know who signed off on it, but I feel like...
A couple of doctors did. So you would have been okay with this decision if you were a parent on the plane?
Yeah. Yes, not happy, but I would have accepted it in the end.
Okay.
I might have done something, like I said, if they wouldn't have reimbursed my tickets or something, then they would have been faced with a huge problem.
Then it's over. Anna, thanks so much for chatting with us. I hope you have a great day.
Thank you guys. Enjoy listening to you every morning. Have a good day.
Oh, thank you so much for listening. Now, we got a text from a doctor who agrees with Anna.
Oh.
As a doctor, oh. I say don't fly. Flight attendants do not fly when they have a cold. The CDC recommends not to fly if you have a fever over 100 or more.
And the child did have a fever.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows how high it was, but it did have a fever.
I did know. It was like around 34 degrees. It was 30. I can't. Okay, I'll find out.
But. Conversion, though, yeah.
I don't know if this person is a doctor, but they just happen to think that when kids are that young get sick, that it's normally not as contagious to adults. Like, it wouldn't be the same as if an adult had a cold.
Who said that?
Someone on our text line.
Do they have kids?
I don't know.
Because, like, since my since my godson has been in daycare, like, I get sick every time I look at that child. Yeah. Like, they're always bringing things home and spreading them throughout the house.
Kids are a petri dish for disease. This text from Lynn says, with everything going on with the coronavirus, I think they did good. I think they did the good thing by telling them to get off the plane. Glad they got reimbursed, but we can't afford other people getting sick. That's how these things spread.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, we've got Holly on the line. Holly, where are you at with this?
People are becoming afraid of the common cold at this point because not letting an infant, a baby, on an airplane because they're coughing, this is getting really ridiculous. Like, clearly this baby doesn't have coronavirus or whatever it's called.
I hope not.
How do you know?
I hope not.
Well, I mean, if the baby has it, wouldn't the parents have contracted it?
Not necessarily.
They would. I mean, with the rate that it's going around right now, the parents would definitely.
Yeah, babies literally throw up in your mouth. So there's a great chance.
Well, what would happen if you found out that that baby was sitting next to you on the plane?
Ooh.
I have a baby, so I'm used to being sneezed in my eyeballs. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah. you would feel for the parent, obviously, right? You'd feel for their family.
Yes, this is so ridiculous. I can't believe that they were refused because their child was coughing. Like, world is going mad.
What about my idea, though? Everybody stepping on a plane has to do a little mouth swab, find out if they're sick. If they have anything contagious, they're not allowed on the flight. Fair, right?
Sure, that's fair.
I think it would take a lot of money to make that happen.
Yeah, add another airport tax while you're at it.
Thank you so much for chatting with us this morning, and I totally agree with you and get where you're coming from.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. People are really blowing this out of proportion.
All right, so for the record, the child had a 39.6 fever, and that is like 103.
Oh, wow.
That's pretty severe.
It's pretty high.
Yeah. Changing your mind, Sam?
Well, I mean, because I'm thinking now he's going to start crying midway through the flight because the fevers are very disruptive.
The worst.
So add the cry onto the cold, forget it.
Oh, so you think they should be kicked off for crying but not for being sick?
It's not going to get any better.
The worst.
Hey, ladies.
First dates. First impressions.
Did it work or was it a disaster?
He turned out to be a real jerk.
Nikki, Sam, and Andy decide if you should
date him or dump him.
All right, what do you think of this text from Michelle? It says, good morning, Nikki, Sam, and Andy. Last weekend, I went on date number 6 with a guy, and we decided that we'd be exclusive. He has 2 kids. They're 8 and 6 years old. I've met them a couple of times, and honestly, they're wonderful.
Aww.
What is throwing me off is that he expects me to be friends with the mother. He said that his ex-girlfriend before we met was friends with the mother, and that's really important to him, that we spend time together in order to set a positive example for the kids. I've never been one to be friends with the ex. It's nothing personal. It's just my nature. I'm more than willing to meet her and be civil and set a good example for the kids, but I'd prefer that we keep our lives separate. Could you do a poll and see if most Montreal women would feel comfortable with the expectation of having to spend time with their partner's ex? That's from Michelle in Laval. Wow.
I don't see the big deal in this. I mean, the way I see it is he's putting the kids first, and he's seen firsthand how his family dynamic can benefit from having the mother actively involved in their lives. You know, he's seen it with other girlfriends that he's had, and so he knows it's possible. And if this is what he thinks is necessary to set the best example for the kids, why not?
No. He can't control the lives of everybody he dates from here on in.
Is there no merit with being upfront about his preferences, right off the bat?
I think, like, you have to be civil. You need to be civil. You can't have people fighting in front of kids. I absolutely understand that. But if I'm dating someone who is forcing me to be friends and hang out with somebody that I have no interest in hanging out with, like, no, dump him.
Yeah, I tend to agree. What did she say? 6 dates they've been on?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's too early to be putting that on somebody. Kelly's brother is happily divorced, and with him and his ex-wife, they have 2 kids, and his ex-wife has moved on, and she's married somebody else. So the 3 of them all hang out now, and they're very friendly with their kids and stuff like that. But she's married. The guy's married, so she's moved on to a husband. this girl, Michelle, has only been on 6 dates with the guy. To get to that level is way too fast.
Even then, you can't force it. I think it's so unfair. He's really only thinking about the way that he feels.
It's got to happen naturally.
The kids, you know, the kids would be okay if their mom and their stepmom aren't going for manicures together. Like, if they see them together treating each other with respect, that's one thing.
They're still young. They're still impressionable. And I mean, look, if you're getting into a relationship with someone with kids that has a previous family, you're essentially marrying into the family, you know, and you can't pretend like it's like being single.
I'm not saying pretend. I'm saying we're not going for pedicures together is what I'm saying. This text says, that's weird. Yes, be civil, but forming a relationship is strange, especially for if it's forced. I agree. And kids are impressionable and they're probably going to know if these people don't want to be friends. Yeah. Says if they hit it off on their own, that's one thing, but a forced relationship is weird on every level. You said it great. Thank you for that text.
You got to give it a shot. This one says, he wants to be inclusive and not hide anything. Take it as a positive. Just ask that this happens progressively.
No. Andy, I cannot see that side of it. I can't.
Straight up, no. Well, then you're going to be shocked by this text, Nikki. Okay. This is from Natasha.
Yeah.
Not to stroke Sam's ego, but this says, for the first time ever, I agree with Sam.
Really?
What? This man is putting his children first. If she can't be a proper role model for the children, being friends with the mom, then he shouldn't be with her. He should move on because of the fact that she is even questioning it tells me that she's not as serious about the relationship as he is.
Being a good role model is not teaching kids to have fake friendships.
A forced friendship.
It is teaching kids to be civil with and treat everybody around them with respect, but not a forced friendship.
Yeah. Parents pull charades all the time. Parents pretend to get along for their kids all the time. So, you know, pretend like everything's hunky-dory.
And does that work? Out well?
Well, later on, no, but in the moment.
There you go.
Seems all right.
Timothy, should Michelle date him or dump him?
She's got to dump him. That's ridiculous.
I know.
No way. She's got to dump him. That's a terrible condition to put. You can be with me, but you know what? These guys, you know, I mean, it's like you said, if they hit it off, that's fine. And being civil, that's important.
Yes.
But you can't make it. And where would you put that as far as what the relationship goes? I mean, as a condition, right up front, right on your Tinder? Package of three available.
Swipe left.
You got to cut and run.
Must be friends with my ex because she controls my whole life. Like, I'd run away very quickly.
She got a bail.
Okay, I hear you. Thank you so much, Timothy. I hope you have a great day.
Thank you, guys, too. Take care.
You know, I just thought this could be like an even bigger red flag. Like, maybe it is a situation where his ex is like, does control his entire life, which could be horrible. Yeah. You know, maybe she's like mean and constantly putting, maybe he's scared of her. And so he's constantly putting these rules in place to make her happy all the time. That sounds like a disaster.
Yeah, that's what you want to get in the middle of. You know, a lot of people are saying that he should have just stayed with his ex, actually.
I kind of thought that too.
Yeah, a lot of people have texted that.
He'd probably still be with her.
Yeah.
Okay, so overall, on our text line 9292, this one says, this is like the last season of 90 Day Fiancé. Next thing you know, the ex-wife will marry them.
Oh. It worked, though. It worked.
Okay, what are people saying? Michelle wanted a poll.
It's time to dump them.
It's time.
Because civil is fine, but full on friends, not so much.
Yeah, I think you should question if anybody in your life is forcing you to be friends with somebody when you're not interested.
It's not a healthy relationship.
Mm-hmm.
For the kids.
Okay.
It's for the kids.
For the kids.